It will be Landon Daynell to take the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. And it will be Babiarz to take the draw for D.C. Everest. I'll say waiting a little bit here while the officials have a conversation with the scorers table. I guess we were waiting for Ian Corbett to repair part of his equipment. Now he's back out there. And he will get in between the pipes and we'll get set to go. Puck at center ice, they drop it and we're underway. Evergreens will control it back to their defenseman. And they'll set up their attack. They get the pass ahead. Brady Burrell will carry it in the zone. Burrell around the net. Romanski's on his tail. Burrell escapes. Now it's poke checked away nicely by Landon Daynell. Behind the net, Romanski skates it to the corner. He's being dogged by Babiarz. Puck comes loose. Can the Lumberjacks clear it? Comes out into the slot. Landon Daniel's going to pick it up. He passes ahead to Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity sends it ahead along the boards where the Evergreen defensemen run it down. They'll send it back the other way. Romanski will grab it at the red line and dump it in. Puck slides behind the net and to the near corner. Cravens comes off the bench for Easton. Will play it there. But the Evergreens come out of there with it, send it behind their own net. Long pass ahead. They've got a man behind the defense. This is Burrell carrying it in. Drop pass. And a nice tie-up right there, keeping Plaza from getting a shot attempt away. Good back-checking by the Lumberjacks. Everest made a nice long pass to get into the zone. Now centering pass. That's too far. Everest controls it. Grant Dennis now behind the net. Sends it over to the far boards. Avery Allard out on top with it. Tries a cross-ice pass that's knocked away by Cravens. It's grabbed, though, by Degner. He takes a shot. That goes wide over to the far boards again. Allard pinches up and holds it in. Knuckles has it along the boards for East. Now they get it back out to Allard. Allard takes a hard wrister. That didn't get through. Deflected to the corner. Knuckles will grab it there. Now he's under pressure and will skate it behind his own net. Retreats the other way now. Looking now, a dangerous pass in front of his own net. Everest grabs it in the high slot, shoots, and a goal! Bad turnover right there. And the Evergreens will take the lead here, 2-1. I think it was Allard to get the goal there. Knuckles tried to center it to a man in front of his own net. That man lost it out to the top of the slot, and it's a turnover and a goal for the Evergreens, and they have the lead here, 2-1. Taking advantage of the turnover there, jumping all over it, Allard put it away. Face off at center ice, grabbed by the Evergreens. And here they come again, into the zone. Drop pass shot, Corbett made a save on that on a hard shot by Bryce Dively. Everest guy, I think, got a little talking to between periods. I'm sure the coaches were not happy with the energy level they saw in that first period, for the most part, by D.C. Everest, and they've come out a bit more fired up here. Puck behind the East net. Battle for it there. Everest has it out to the point. Allard shoots. Didn't get through. Romanski's able to clear it out of the zone. Allard retreats to center ice and it looks to attack again. Backhanded into the zone by Chris Sackman. Behind the net, Romanski flips it to the near boards. Andrew Daniel tries to send it out, but Everest holds the zone. Nick Pascula with it. He's under some pressure. Now Everest grabs it. Puck knocked to the corner. Drop pass. Battle along the boards. And it comes out. Andrew Daniel flicks it up in the air. It goes out of play, and we get a whistle. 2-1 Everest, 14:02 to play here, second period. East Everest Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack and Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by the Hearing House. 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Evergreens, or make that Lumberjacks clear the zone off the faceoff. And now here comes Everest back the other way. Burrell drop pass. Plaza tries to get it to Babiarz. Backhanded shot goes wide. And the puck grabbed by Pascula. Blind pass. Intercepted. It's Burrell with it. Burrell in the corner. Down low, Plaza tried to feed it back to Burrell. It's knocked back out to the blue line. Held in, though, by Nate Bruns. Backhands it down, goes off Burrell's skate. Everest sends it back behind the net. Jack Knuckles will grab it there. Knuckles gets it taken away, and the Evergreen send it back in deep. Pascula sends it hard off the boards. Everest holds its shot, attempt to deflect off a skate to the corner. Pascula backhands it over to Knuckles. Knuckles gets rubbed into the boards hard. Everest sends it out to the point. Shot. That deflects. It's in front. Corbett dives on it and covers it up and gets a whistle. Derek Tomczyk took the shot from the point. And Corbett able to cover that one up and get a whistle here with 12:59 to play, second period. Face off to the left of Corbett. Battle for it there. It comes out to the point again. Allard and Tomczyk. There's a shot blocked by Jack Knuckles. Or by Landon Daniel, excuse me. Daniel blocked the shot. Here comes Romanski back the other way. Puck loose in center ice. Gabe McGinnity will send it ahead. Everest will chase it down behind their own net. They're looking for that long pass again. And it's intercepted this time by Andrew Daniel and sent back in deep by the Lumberjacks. Puck slides behind the net. McGinnity tries to get it to Landon Daniel, taken away by Degner. Everest looks to break it out. Gets past Romanski. It's going to go the length of the ice. They wave off Isaac. Chased down by Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb cross ice pass out of the zone. And that is going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. And the faceoff will come back down in the Everest offensive zone with 12:01 to play here in the second period. 2-1 Evergreens. They drop the puck. Eric Schumacher wins that draw back behind the east net. Battle for it there, and coming out of there with it, Jack Knuckles. Knuckles sends the pass ahead. It was tipped. They wave off the icing. Cravens comes in on the forecheck for East. Everest sends it behind their own net to the far board. Sackman looks to get it out. Turnover in the zone. He's kept it in the corner. Centering pass. Moe got a stick on that. Goes behind the net to the corner. Everest will grab it there. Look to clear it out. Held it at the point. Thrown back toward the net by Knuckles. That goes wide along the near boards. Battle for it there. East controls it. Cravens throws it at the net. That didn't get through. Blocked. Now Romanski. He throws it in, and that's deflected before it got through. Here come the Evergreens the other way. Long pass deflected up in the air. Everest has it. Shot, and Corbett got a piece of the glove on that. Puck pinned against the boards. And Romanski kicks it out of there. Sends it over to Cravens. Gives it back to Romanski. Romanski off the boards and out. And that'll be an icing call once again against East. They wanted to get a change here with 10:51 to play in the second period. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Landon Daniel and Baby Yars take the draw. It comes to the corner. Burrell gets ridden into the boards. Puck knocked over to the far corner. Battle for it over there. Holcomb and Plaza. Plaza sends it behind the boards of Babiard. Plaza gets it back. Backhanded shot, and Corbett's able to cover that up. Good give and go by Plaza and Babiard. Landon Daniel out there with Austin Cummings, Andrew Daniel, Jack Knuckles, Max Pascula. They're making that Nick Pascula, excuse me. Puck behind the net. Everest holds his own. They center it off the back of the net. Now East able to get it out. Andrew Daniel's got some space. He'll skate it out. Long pass to Cummings. He tries to flick it in. It goes into the zone, but not very deep. Now he'll send it behind the net. All the way over to the near boards. Battle for it. And Everest looks to clear it out. It popped up into the East bench area, and we get a whistle. Still to come tonight, Everest boys basketball as the Evergreens take on Marshfield. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. This game moving right along, 10-12 to play second period. They haven't had very many penalties. There really was one, and both teams scored on it. Now Everest has it in the zone, but he's able to clear it. They've got a two-on-one back the other way. Landon Daniel taken wide, though, by the defenseman. Puck behind the net. He gets knocked down. Penalty coming to Delayed penalty coming against the Evergreens. And now East is going to get a power play here. It's going to be an interference call, I believe, against DC Everest. And going to the box will be Alex Degner. So East has the man advantage here with 9:49 to play in the second, trailing 2-1. Power play unit has Cummings, Landon Danel, Andrew Danel, Jack Knuckles, and Andy Cravens. Up, they're going to send Landon Danel off. I bet she doesn't have a mouthpiece. Lucky he didn't get a penalty for that. Cody Krasowski will come in now. East controls it. They just sent him up from the center spot. Now Everest able to send it the length of the ice. Now Corbett's got to send it ahead as Everest was coming in on the forecheck. I'll tell you what, in the few games, now Krasowski has it at center ice, carries it in, gets it knocked down into the corner. I've seen more aggressive forechecks shorthanded this year than I think any year I've been doing games. East has it behind the Everest net. Andrew Danel to Cummings, cross ice to Cravens. Cravens will send it in deep. Grabbed down there by Danel, now out to Cravens. Cravens looks, throws it a hard wrister. There's it got through, and it dropped in front of Moe, but East couldn't get a stick on it, and we get a whistle. It was a good hard wrist shot by Andy Cravens that got through to Moe. He made the save. The puck dropped in front of him, and he covered it up before anybody else could get a stick on it. 9:05 to play, second period. 1:16 remaining in the man advantage. Puck comes out to the point, held in by Cravens. Lumberjacks now shot, slapped by Landon Danel. Goes to the corner. Cummings out on top. Jack Knuckles. Knuckles throws it at the net. Rebound is there. Moe tried to cover it up, and then he does. East had somebody right on the doorstep. That was Landon Danel. Knuckles threw it at the net, and Landon Danel tried to get a stick on that, and Moe covers it up, and we get a whistle. 58 seconds remaining in the East power play. Everest controls this one and knocks it out of the zone. Going to be a high stick call against East. Going to be run down, touched up by Cravens, and a faceoff will come in the East defensive zone after the high stick. Cravens tried to knock that clearing attempt out of the sky, and his stick got up a little bit high, so that's the call. And East will have to control the faceoff in their own zone here. Eric Schumacher in to take the faceoff. Now we get a whistle, and they're going to redo it. East wasn't set. Everest wins it, shot, and that goes wide. Off the stick of Nate Bruns. Everest controlling it shorthanded out to center ice. They're just going to backskate and kill time. And now we'll send it the length of the ice. Got a hand pass? I guess hand pass is the call because East is going to get a faceoff here in their offensive zone. Everest just fired at the length of the ice, but they whistle stop play. Hand pass the call, I believe. Schumacher will take this faceoff again. Goes to the corner. Everest able to clear it. Goes the length of the ice. Corbett slows it behind his own net. Run down by Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb's got some space. He'll skate it ahead. His pass knocked down. Sent back into the zone by the Evergreens. Now it's Romanski with it. Only 14 seconds remain in the man advantage. Holcomb overskates it again. A little miscommunication there. Now Holcomb will get the pass ahead to Krasowski. He lost the handle on it. Now they overskate it again. Now Krasowski finally sends it ahead, but by this time the penalty's over. Everest back to full strength and still leading 2-1. Battle along the far boards. Evergreens come out of there with it. Long pass. Knocked down by one of the Lumberjacks. Two Evergreens take each other out of the play. Comes into the zone, poke checked away by Cody Krasowski. East goes behind their own net. Romanski flicks it high off the glass and out of the zone. Center ice, grabbed by the Evergreens. They send it back the other way. That's stopped by Holcomb. Now East is going to dump it in. Landon Danel backhanded it in, and East will give chase. Andrew Danel down there trying to dig it out. Everest comes out of there with it. Derek Tomczyk sends a breakout pass. Long pass ahead, and here they come into the zone. Nice poke check away by Jack Knuckles. Everest controls it, though. Now it's knocked away again for a moment. Now we get a whistle. We're going to have a penalty coming against East, I believe. They're going to get a slashing call on Austin Cummings. One of the Evergreens lost his stick. Oh, they're going to call a hook. Hooking the call against Cummings. And so Everest goes back on the power play here with 6:48 to play second period. They control it. Babyard's with it. Out on top to Allard. Allard walks it in, shoots, and Corbett to save, no rebound. East Everest Hockey is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Faceoff comes to the near boards. Everest sends it down to the corner. Brady Burrell with it. Burrell skates it behind his own net. Burrell looks. Gets it out. Baby Yars out on top to Allard. Back to Baby Yars. Lost the handle on it for a moment. Now he's being pressured. Tries to get rid of it. Intercepted by Landon Daniel. He'll send it the length of the ice. East will get a partial change of their penalty-killing unit. Now an interception in the zone by Cravens on the clearing attempt by the Evergreens, but he can't get a shot away, taken away by the green jerseys. Here comes Everest back the other way. Long pass ahead, too far. Jack Knuckles is going to flip it back, and Babiarz will run it down for the Evergreens. They'll reset their power play attack. Drop pass for Allard. He's behind his own net, and they'll look to set it up. Sends the pass ahead. Plaza, cross ice to Babiarz. Babiarz, drop pass for Plaza. He shoots. That goes wide. Hard wrister. That touched the netting. How come we didn't get a whistle there? They let him play on. That was up and out of play. Now an interception by Cravens. He's got a breakaway. Andy Cravens takes it in. Shoots. And the save made, I believe, by Moe. And then the net came off. I don't know if that went wide or if Moe got a piece of it. I was screened a little bit. But Cravens came in on a breakaway, shorthanded, and gets stopped by Michael Moe. That was a breakaway to tie the game, shorthanded. They've already got one shorthanded goal here tonight. Andrew Daniel got that back in the first period. 2-1 Evergreens, 5:25 to play second period, 37 seconds remaining on the man advantage for DC Evers. Puck comes behind the Everest net. Now another turnover, and this time Cravens had a tough angle. A puck popped up in the air, and Michael Moe made a glove save on that to get a whistle. So he's keeping some pressure on here. Shorthanded. Cravens, Krasowski, Jack Knuckles, and Sam Romanski out there for East. Puck comes out to the point, held in again by East. There's a shot! And a glove save made by Moe, and I think he was screened on that. And Moe made a save on that. I don't know how he got his glove up there in time. As they went top shelf on him, and he made a save. Everest is going to change all five skaters here with 22 seconds remaining in the power play. Evergreens win that draw and send it behind their own net. East with the aggressive forecheck, shorthanded too. Here comes Everest, though, back the other way, into the zone. Circling behind the net, Alex Degner, out to the point to Allard. Avery Allard, back to Degner, sideboards, back out on top to Allard. Allard shoots, that deflects. Corbett got a piece of that. Everest out at the point, holds it in. Penalty is over, East is back to full strength. Everest still has it in the zone. Centering pass. Knocked to the corner again. Babiarz with it. Out on top. Allard. One times it down to the back boards. Battle for it there. Romanski trying to dig it out. Plaza trying to dig it out. Now gets it out to Burrell. Burrell drop pass. Allard cross ice. Now Allard gets it back. That was Degner who passed it. Now East tries to clear it. Right to Allard again and a goal. And the Evergreens score again on another turnover in the zone. East cannot clear it. It comes right out onto the stick of Avery Allard. He shot it in, kept it on the ice, and I don't think Corbett ever saw it. And it's 3-1, Evergreens. 4:08 to play here, second period. Face off at center ice. Landon Daniel. Also out there taking the draw for Everest was Tyler Kaler. Puck was flipped up out of play by Everest, and so East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Actually, just outside the Everest blue line. Puck comes back to the defenseman Pascula, now taken away. Everest brings it into the zone. Nice check by Landon Daniel. But the puck sent in deep, slides in toward the net. Corbett sticks it behind the net. Everest has it. Out onto the pot, out on top. They gave that goal to Degner. That was Allen who took that shot, I thought. There's a shot by Everest. That one deflected and went wide. We'll double-check that because I thought Allard got that goal, but we'll see. Now a big check by Knuckles. Takes one of the Evergreens down right into the net. And we get a whistle as the net comes off. It's moorings here. 3:30 to play second period. It might have been six and not two. Degner is six. Allard is two. But I thought it was Avery Allard who took that shot. Faceoff comes to the right of Ian Corbett. And controlled by the Lumberjacks, Romanski grabs it, sends it off the boards. East looking to get it out, still in the zone. Sent all the way around the boards by Gabe McGinnity. Out to the opposite blue line, held in by the Evergreens. Now it's grabbed by Andrew Daniel. Daniel sends the pass ahead. McGinnity to the red line. They'll poke check away nicely. Now he'll send it in, but East got caught in offside. That poke check kept the puck from going in. Andrew Daniel could not walk the tightrope and stay onside. And we get a whistle here with 3:09 to play, second period. Everest leading by two. It's 3-1. Faceoff knocked to the near boards. Taken into the zone by the Evergreens. And they control it. Centering pass. They've got a man in the slot. There's a shot. Oh, Corbett with a kick save on that. Comes to the boards. Battle for it there. Schumacher looking to clear it. Kept in down low. Behind the net with it. Bryce Stively sends it out. There's a shot in the slot and an easy goal on the rebound. As once again, East could not clear the zone. And the Evergreens score again. And that goal is going to go to Matthew Yonke. And I believe it was Degner on the assist. 4-1 Everest. And once again, it's the inability to get the puck out of the zone when you have a chance, giving teams the opportunity to keep throwing it at the net. 2:42 to play here, second period. Faceoff coming to center ice. So after a slow start, the Evergreens slowly imposing their will here and taking control of this game. Now they win another face-off period and another hard shot. That one goes wide. When you're only skating a handful of skaters, the legs start to go about this time of the game. I don't care how good a condition you're in. Everest sends it behind the net again. Battle for it along the back boards. Kick to the near boards. Everest will cycle it behind the East net again. Babyard's with it. Everest with it, Plaza, cross ice pass. We get a whistle. What are we going to have? We're going to get a penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. What are we going to have? High stick? Jack Knuckles got his stick up as he was battling against the boards, and Everest is going to have another power play here. It's going to be a holding call against Jack Knuckles, and he'll go to the box for holding with 2:04 to play here. So a power play for the rest of the period here for Everest, unless they score, of course. Face off to the left of Ian Corbett. They change Everest centers now. Comes out to the point held in by the Evergreens. Allard looks. Still looking. Now it's Babyars. Back to Allard out on top. Shoots! That didn't get through. Rebound goes to the near far boards. Everest controls it. On the man advantage. Allard out on top. Babyars. Backdoor pass intercepted by Andrew Daniel. Gets it out of the zone. Fights through pressure by Allard, now carries it into the offensive zone. Daniel, centering pass to Landon Daniel. Backhanded shot, and Moe makes a save on that. So the Evergreens give up the puck, and East is able to come down and get a shot attempt shorthanded with a minute 33 to play here in the period. And they'll get an offensive zone faceoff here. And a puck is sent the length of the ice by the Evergreens. I think they're not going to wave off icing on that. And Everest will draft control of it. Backhand it down low. Chris Sackman. Matthew Yonke out on top. This is Brunn sends it in. That deflects, goes wide out. Rebound shot. Fanning on it was Tomczyk. He's looking to clear it, and they will. Landon Daniel able to get it out. Goes down to the other end. Under a minute to play here in the period. Everest runs it down behind their own net. And will look to set up the power play attack here. Long pass to the red line. Caught and carried into the zone. Grant Dennis taken down. Tries to send it out to the point. There's nobody there for Everest. Puck comes out of the zone. They chase it down, send it back the other way. Now it's grabbed by Romanski, and now it's Cravens. Cravens taking it in shorthanded. And now pressuring the puck shorthanded. Here come the Evergreens back the other way. They've got a 3-on-2 into the zone. Sackman lost the handle on it for a moment. Now controls it, centering pass. Puck is loose. Nobody can find it. Corbett can't find it. Now it comes to the corner, grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity able to get it out the length of the ice. And that'll kill off the rest of the penalty and the rest of the period as well. And two periods are in the books. And the Evergreens put three on the board here in the second period. They lead it by a score of 4-1. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from Everest head coach Dan Van Slyke. We'll do that next. You're listening to East Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.